over here, meter against feet looks like a weekday thing. What, over there, it's also meter against feet, so why is it?
Okay, we're starting. So, ein nimnin al behema l'chila b'yontav. You can't register or like basically do an accounting on your meats on Yom Tov, which the Gemara is going to explain. Aval nimnim olea me erev Yom Tov, but you can do it on erev Yom Tov. Okay, v'shoichtin mechalki b'neim, and then you can shecht and split it up between them. Okay, my ein nimnim. What does it mean ein nimnim? Yeah, this prohibition. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says Amar Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, ein poiskin damin l'chachila al behema. You can't basically fix the how much you're going to pay on the behema on the outset on Yom Tov. So you can't say I'm going to give $50 and the other person says I'm going to give $100. You can't do that on Yom Tov. So in an event that he didn't do that and he wants to work out basically how much each person's getting. All right. So Heichi Ovid, what's he going to do? So I'm a Rav. So says Rav, maybe Shtei Behemus. You get two animals, Ma'amidim Zu'et Zu, and you put them next to one another. The Oimazukasu, and you say, look, these are basically the same size. So what we're going to do is we're going to shecht one of them, and we're going to split it up, right? And then after Yom Tov, we'll look at the remaining animal, and we'll figure out how much each one owes. Tani Namehachi, we also have a Brisa that says that basically you can't work out the money on Yom Tov. Lo yoima adam lechaveru, a person can't say to his friend, Hareini imcha b'sela, I'm going to give a sela, Hareini imcha b'shtayim, I'm going to give two sloyim. You can't do that. Aval oima lo, you can't say, Hareini imcha b'lamechta, I'm going to give half. Right, we'll split it, or l'shlish, or we'll third it, we'll quarter it. Mishnah. Masnissin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says with regards to weighing on a weighing scales. So a shoykel odom bosa kenegadikli. You can put on one hand, one calf of the maznayim. You can put bosa, and then the other one you put a kli. So since you put a kli, weighing the meat against a kli is unusual, and that's permissible. Or kenegadik kofitz, or alternatively you could use a large knife. But chomer amrim, the chomer say. Ein mashkichin, you can't ma'ainin, you can't use to figure out things, bekaf ma'znoim, with the weighing skill method, kolika, at all. So says the Gemara, this emphatic kolika, what does it mean kolika? The Chachamim say you can't use these skills, kolika. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu shomro min achborim, even to guard it from the mice, to get it elevated, to keep it out of the mice's reach. Then you can't do that. So Amar Avidi bar Abin v'hu d'talia b'trita. So that is. So Eli just said, point out. I didn't think about it, but I think in hindsight, right? What is this goal that we're qualifying? It's only a problem, yeah. If you've got like a professional weighing scales, where it's got the ring. It's held suspended in the air with the ring. So that is that just going on the mice heter, yeah, or that's going on the whole thing altogether. So,
I was learning that if you take away the ring, it's not a functional scale. So you're using it to hang things, right?
Yeah.
But the only it's not that you can't use the key itself to a tool to hang things. So yeah. You can't use it when it's functioning as a has a form that can function as a key.
Yeah. So you say it's mutter for everything?
Well, I'm saying once you take away the ring, you can't use it to wail anyway.
Well, that's a Rashi. You say it's yeah, but then that sounds pshita though, doesn't it?
No, you might have thought that basically there's a gazera that don't use the clear tool and in any means. Yeah, even if it's not functioning as a
scale. Uh-huh. Okay. And then that would obviously go in everything. Meaning not just even if you would. It's like a normal, like, yeah, right, okay, fine. Okay, so, right, okay, fine.
I tried saying something similar, but a little bit different. To me, there's a place where you would weigh from. Let's say I hung it on a meat hook on the side.
Yeah, right.
And it's not the same.
Okay, fine, there's a share. Okay, brilliant, very good. Okay. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, another statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman, a professional butcher, also Lishko Bosa Biyad. He can't weigh out meat in his hand, meaning put a weight in one hand and the meat in the other. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman, a professional butcher, also Lishkol Basar B'Mayim, he can't weigh his meat by the water measure method, the displacement where there's notches on his cloak, can't do that. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, also Lasos Beis Yad B'Basar, you can't make a handle with a knife, making this nice little handle hole for schlepping it home on Yom Tov. So I'm a Ravina or Biyad Ashari, but if you poked a hole through with your finger, then that would be permissible. Amar Rav Huna Mutar Lasos Simon B'Basar. It's Mutar on Yom Tov to cut a specific shape to the meat, so it should be, serve as a simon, so you shouldn't get mixed up on Yom Tov. Kihad Rabbi Rav Huna Mechate, he would cut his meat la atlas upon three corners, basically make it triangular, so people would know where he sent it.
Rabbi Chia cut the meat into a
triangle shape. Chunks. Yeah, you know you chill of meat.
No, I thought you meant cutting a shape out of it.
Nope. Okay. So Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shokin, Mana Kenegan, Mana Beyomtim. So they had an alternative method. They would, when they split up meat together, they would measure it against one or the other. Well, I suppose they went chetzi, chetzi, 50-50. And they said, you know, they weighed it on a scales, one against the other. Oh, command, says the Gemara. Loka Rebbe Yehuda, Loka Rabbanan. That doesn't sound like any of the aforementioned sheets that we had. I was going to explain. Yeah, Rebbe Yehuda, if it's like Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah, Omer, he said, Shoykel Odom Basar Kenegan Kli. You can weigh on your scales. If you're weighing against a kli, which is unusual, or can I get a kovitz, or can I get a some kind of big knife? Can I get a clean? If you did it can I get a kli, then you could do it like that. But can I get a kli low? But against something else, meaning meat against meat, you can't do. And ikar rabbanon. And if you want to tell us like the rabbanon, ha amar a mashkichin b'kaf maznaim kolika. The rabbanon say that you can't use a scale whatsoever, so it can't be them either. So answer the Gemara. Inu de Avod Rabbi Yeshua. They did like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. He says Shoklin Mona Kenegan Mona B'Yom Tov. You can measure one piece of meat against another piece of meat on a scales on Yom Tov, and they went like him.